A Missouri House representative is proposing laws that would protect property rights and prevent use of eminent domain in some projects.
We don't have any laws on the book to address this type of project. There's never been a project like this in the history of Missouri where they want to have access to our property with eminent domain across our state.
Representative Jim Hansen says the Grain Belt Express project will hurt more than it will help.
Well, this type of project causes quite a bit of damage to the agricultural industry, which is our number one industry. It's going to ruin personal property values. It's not only going to lower the values of the land that this project would be on, it's going to hurt personal property values. It's going to do damage to county roads and bridges and putting some project like this in. So there's a lot of issues involved in this. We don't feel that they're deserving of eminent domain. The project, if they wanted to build it, they need to go out and negotiate with the landowners.
The bill is one of the first being considered in the House this session.
We've been fighting this for a while. Now, this bill I passed last year in the House. It made it through the Senate hearing, got voted out of the committee in Senate. It got on the floor for a little bit, but it got filibustered by one senator, so it never got a vote. We felt like we had the vote, so we're going back at it again this year.
Hansen, while understanding the reasoning behind the line, does not think the benefits outweigh the harm that would be done to the state.
I'm not opposed to green energy, but I'm opposed to projects like this that would go through 8 counties of our state, use eminent domain on people's agricultural land that they've invested their life in, to have 200-foot towers with 200-foot wide easements going through their property for the benefit of a very few people.
According to Hansen, Missouri's renewable energy requirements are currently met and is another reason the state should pass on the project.
Our state's meeting our renewable energy standards. And right now, you can buy wind energy in our state off of the grid. And we've got 250 windmills that have just gone up in northwest Missouri providing, you know, individual property windmills that are providing electricity in northwest Missouri. And they're looking at putting more in Schuyler County or in northern Missouri. So it's not like we have a need for this.
A recent appeals court decision in support of the project will not flag Hansen's efforts in getting the bill passed.
Well, we're going forward with it regardless. I mean, if we can get this passed, if it goes back to the courts, we're fine with that. But we need to have some standards to address any entity that wants to do this type of project. If we let this go, who knows what's next? You know, anybody could come in here and claim they benefit Missouri a small percentage and get eminent domain. We just think that we need to update our statutes.
The bill passed yesterday in the House, 118-42. Companion legislation is being composed in the Senate. For excerpts, go to our website, kmzu.com. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.